Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN, Matt Puvala here with you, in for Bob Surratt this morning. Bob takes the day off, John takes the day off, Anna, Steve Bertram. But you know who doesn't? The hardest working man in show business. That's our good friend Dean Richards. Hey, Uncle Dino.
They are all, slouches, lazy.
Slackers.
It's terrible. You sit there for 4 hours and talk. Big deal.
How tough could it be, for goodness sakes?
Not like you're shoveling coal or anything.
No, actually, that's what Bob is doing today. That's his vacation. Him and Marianne are shoveling some coal.
Okay, well, I stand corrected then.
Whenever Dino's on Bob's show, it's sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Not a lot to talk about, I would imagine, entertainment-wise right now, Uncle Dean. You know, Fast and Furious finished first again. There's nothing. Black Widow comes out this weekend. Is there anything you're really excited about coming up on the entertainment front?
Yeah, I think Black Widow is the next really big movie that's going to be coming out, and it's amazing, by the way. I've already seen it.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
And Scarlett Johansson's great. It's just, it harkens back to all the great Marvel movies that we've enjoyed over the years. So, look forward to that. I'll talk more about that toward the end of the week when I review the movies. Over the weekend, there was something that happened, I guess you would call it, in the entertainment world, because it had to do with Bill Cosby, who was recently released from jail, and he put out an online tirade about his incarceration. Mostly it was about the tirade against Felicia Rashad, who was really about the only person to defend him when he was released, and everybody was outraged online. Felicia Rashad put out a note saying that justice has been done, and a wrong has been righted, yeah. And she just got clobbered on social media. And actually kind of dialed it back a little bit, saying that she understands that victims of sexual assault need to be heard, and she didn't mean to make it sound like that should be trivialized. But she took a beating, so much so that her new job as the College of Fine Arts dean, giving us deans a bad name, should be fired from her new job. Howard University hasn't commented on that, but they did put out a statement saying that her views are not their views, and they feel very strongly about victims' rights when it comes to sexual assault. That's all the backstory. Now, Cosby, over the weekend, put out a statement saying that the very institution that should be teaching freedom of speech, the law school at Howard University, should be backing up Felicia Rashad's right to say whatever it is that she wants to say. And he went after the university. He went after mainstream media for reporting it. You would think that, I think most people thought that Cosby was just going to lay low for a little while, at least, but he did not. He said that, you must support one's freedom of speech, which is taught or supposed to be taught every day at Howard University Law School. So he came out swinging, and we'll see what is going to happen next with that whole thing. It apparently is not going to be a quiet quiet retirement back into society again. But really, that's about it. They're really entertainment wise not a whole bunch going on. The entertainment weekends are generally pretty small. Yeah. You can tell that it's a slow weekend on television. I'm running my list of my favorite patriotic movies because there is no actual news. So, I put together a list of my favorite patriotic movie. Do you have a favorite patriotic or 4th of July weekend, Matt?
You know, the kids had Sandlot on yesterday, and that's a great kid baseball movie and a lot of fireworks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
boy, I haven't thought about a patriotic movie. Yeah, you know, some of them are like Born on the 4th of July depressing, and so it's not like the one that really lifts you up. What's a good, like, lift me up patriotic 4th of July movie, Dean?
Well, probably, I guess my number one choice right now would be Hamilton, which is now out in movie form, the Hamilton, the musical that they put out last 4th of July, which really kind of put Disney Plus on the map. That's available. Before there was Hamilton, there was the musical 1776 that came out back in 1972, which is, you know, basically the story of the writing of the Constitution, the founding of the nation, only not the nearly as cool or as hip as Hamilton was. I like to go back to, I know it's not terribly uplifting, but the Will Smith movie, Independence Day, and Bill Pullman's inspiring speech.
Today will be our Independence Day.
It's going to be independence for the whole world.
So what you're saying, Dean,
and very 4th of July-ish.
What you're saying is we really need to.
I take heat every year because I always also pick Jimmy Cagney's Yankee Doodle Dandy, which is the story of song and dance man George M. Cohan. But Cohan wrote Yankee Doodle Dandy and Over There and just about any of the, you know, classic patriotic songs that you can think of. And, you know, Cagney, you know, an amazing song and dance man. We used to show Yankee Doodle Dandy all the time on Family Classics on WGN TV. That's where I'm pretty sure that's the first place that I ever saw it, having Frazier Thomas introduce it to me. So I haven't seen it this holiday weekend. I understand it's been on a bunch of cable channels, but I haven't caught it. But it's that one's pretty uplifting, I guess, too.
Dean, I think what you're saying is if you're listing Independence Day as one of our top patriotic movies, that Hollywood really needs to get on the patriotic movie bandwagon and figure out some better fare for us.
I think Independence Day is perfectly acceptable for the July movie, and it's not like Hollywood's going to come up with something new and original anyway. You know, I'm surprised they haven't had two or three more sequels of Independence Day, to tell you the
truth. That's true. Dean's Entertainment Reports are sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. We'll get some barbecuing and grilling tips from Uncle Dean. Matt Bubala in for Bob Surratt here on the morning show on 720 WGN. Uncle Dean from your WGN TV morning news weekdays and Sunday mornings here on WGN Radio is on with us doing our entertainment roundup and grilling and, you know, 4th of July tips. Dean, real quick, jumping back to Bill Cosby, the way Felicia Rashad handled that, she did put out that original tweet that was, you know, a justice has been righted and was very adamant, and then put out that second tweet of, hey, you know, I understand women need to be heard. And so she got so much heat over that. You mentioned that Howard University had kind of let it go, probably were letting it die down. And now Bill Cosby's out there dragging it back up. And it freedom of speech is such a tough thing, you know, because we have a freedom to say things without being arrested, without being persecuted for it by our government. Doesn't mean that your place of employment's not going to say that's a bad look for us and we don't want to be associated with you. It's a very tenuous situation for sure.
Well, that's why everybody should be very careful what they're putting on social media, because you know, you are representing not only your own views but your family, and you put something you know, that's outrageous or controversial on your you know, any of your social media, and your employers don't like it. It reflects, you know, very badly on them, and particularly in this case where her appointment as the dean of the College of Fine Arts at Howard University is such a high-profile, you know, position. Yeah. And she's a member of the staff. You know, she's the dean of the college. So, you know, she needs to be cautious about what she says. She dialed back her statements before Howard University commented on it, but clearly Howard University wanted to clear themselves out of this whole mess and to also make the point that her views don't represent our views. And then, you know, then Felicia Rashad came back and, you know, dialed everything back. She's since posted another, a third statement now, kind of reinforcing. addressing what you said about how victims need to be heard and victims need to be listened to and all that. So that whole thing is just a mess. And having the circumstances under which Bill Cosby was released, having him make a big deal out of this does not make things easier for his former co-star.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, thank you, but no, but let's not. Yeah, I'm sure she's, a tough situation. All right, let's talk about happy things, Dean. It's the 5th of July. It's a holiday for most people who might be spending some time around the house today and having some friends or family over. Do you have some quick tips or things that you're going to be throwing on the grill today?
Well, actually, when I get done here, I'm going to be smoking some ribs today. Low and slow is the way that it works when you're doing some smoking for a get together for later on. And these are just some baby back ribs. They've been kind of marinating in a rub and a kind of a paste of apple juice and mustard and honey. I put that on last night, so they're gonna sit in that for a little while and then be on the smoker for 3-4 hours. Going to rebase everything up again, leave it back into the smoker again. I know everybody doesn't do smokers, but if you wanted to do something like that and you don't want to invest 6 to 8 hours into it, that's like crazy barbecue people like me that do stuff like that. I'm a big fan of the pork tenderloin that is so delicious and so tender. I hate to bring up healthy food, but it's actually lower in fat than chicken breast. And once you clean that up a little bit of some of the membrane and everything, a little salt and pepper, put it on the grill, and it's done in 7 to 12 minutes, depending on your grill. Throw a little barbecue sauce on that, and you've got some delicious barbecued pork that way. I've been doing chicken thighs on the grill. I like chicken thighs on the grill because they're a little much juicier. Then they retain their moisture because they are higher in fat, better than chicken breasts that most people do on the grill. I cook that indirect. Again, salt and pepper really is all you need. You can put some rub on either the pork tenderloin or the chicken. It's probably 30-40 minutes, something like that, on the grill. But and then barbecue sauce. Don't put barbecue sauce on until the last few minutes because the barbecue sauce will burn up on a traditional grill. Absolutely delicious. But here is, how hot is it going to be today? I know Shawnee has said the weather.
It's going to be like
about,
in the 90s today.
100 times, but it's going to be in the 90s again today. Another stifling day, I think, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be stifling for sure.
So, if you choose not to stand in front of a hot grill on a day like this for some odd reason, again, crazy grill people, we don't care. I made some really fantastic gazpacho. Do you know what that is, gazpacho?
I've certainly heard of gazpacho. Is that the cold soup?
It is cold soup. It's exactly what it is. That in a blender, you put... maybe like 2 cups of, you can use fresh tomatoes, you can use canned tomatoes, either way. Two cups go in the blender and liquefy that. Into that goes about a cup of cucumber, a cup of green pepper, a cup of sweet onions. And just mix that down so it's, sort of a, kind of a, like a slushy consistency. I put a little Tabasco in mine, and not everybody does. I put a little lemon juice in mine, not everybody does. You can salt and pepper it and season it to taste, but put all of that into the refrigerator for a couple of hours so it gets nice and icy cold. All those same vegetables that you just used, kind of dice them a little bit for a topping on it, and there is nothing more delicious and refreshing on a day like we're going to have today. I've got the recipe for that. I've got up on my TV cooking website, which is wgntv.com/DeanCooks. You can get the full recipe for the cold tomato vegetable soup. That is, it's delicious and couldn't be easier to make.
And refreshing on a day like today. What are the other sides, Dean? Do you make potato salad? What are your big sides?
I don't normally make potato salad because, I mean, like on a day like this, not that I'm scared of the mayonnaise going bad, although that's a danger. You have to be careful with that. I just don't like the mouthfeel of that on a day like today of traditional potato salad. But what I'll do is take the potatoes and boil them, cut them up. I'll take some green pepper and some celery. I'll chop up some carrots, mix it all together. But I put olive oil and lemon. Olive oil and lemon instead of the mayonnaise. I know that, you know, the creaminess of the mayonnaise is kind of traditional, but again, on a day like this, the lemony kind of potato salad, I think, is you know, just much more delicious. You really don't have to worry about it out in the hot weather at all. If you can find some nice fresh dill, I would put that in there too. That adds a brightness to the whole thing, and maybe some scallions, something like that. Let your mind go crazy, but basically olive oil and lemon juice with the potatoes and the vegetables in there. That's a fantastic side dish. I'm also making, this is an interesting side dish that I'm making today, and again, crazy grill people. This isn't on the grill, but this is just like way too much work, but I just thought it would be fun. You know, farro is like a, it's like a like wheat. It's like a grain.
Okay.
And it's got a really nice nutty taste. So I cooked the package of farro. All you do is boil it, and then it's done. It's like cooking rice, and lower carbs, by the way, also. I took some corn on the cob and cooked that on the grill. That is maybe my number one favorite side dish on the grill. Right on the grill, 7 minutes, give it a turn, 7 minutes, give it a turn.
Perfect.
I take the husk off, I take the silk off, I take all that stuff off because it's a mess to take off.